An Illinois wind energy pilot program will be offered at 3 schools, and others can still apply. The program is free of charge through the Illinois Department of Commerce and Economic Opportunity. One of the schools in the program is Cuba Middle and Senior High in Fulton County. Middle school science teacher Julie Thompson-Vass has completed training for the program. She's now ready to begin teaching it along with the high school science and agriculture teachers.
Oh, yes. I think all three of us are pretty excited about all of the activities that we saw. It has many different things that we can use, whether it's the wind energy, we can implement stuff in the math classroom, the ag classroom, the science classroom. So it could be used anywhere for anything.
Students will learn about wind energy, engineering, economics, and the environment. How? High school agriculture teacher Doug Falk says they will use miniature turbine kits supplied through the program.
To talk about turbine speeds and heights and the construction of the actual propeller, so they can do a lot of physical and applications type of experiments in the classroom.
The kits contain cardboard, dowel rods, and other materials. Walk through Cuba Middle Senior High, and you'll see much that is familiar. Students crowd the hallways between classes, some huddle around lockers, but if you look a little closer, you'll see this school is different in many ways. It's filled with green innovations. The school uses solar panels for power. It has a geothermal heating and cooling system. The building itself is made of local limestone. Head outside and you'll discover rainwater collected in cisterns for irrigation purposes, and you'll find a football field with turf made from recycled tires. Science teacher Brandon Reynolds believes all of these features can inspire students to learn about new developments in science and technology.
It's becoming readily apparent that we can't continue to rely on petroleum resources for energy, and as our students grow older, they will have more exposure to these technologies. And so having all this stuff right here on our campus has been a great benefit.
He hopes students will now gain additional inspiration from the wind energy program. Cuba principal Chad Willis considers the program a valuable addition to the school experience.
And we think this is a great opportunity for our kids to, in terms of something they can apply later on in life.
Western Illinois University and Illinois State University are participating in the program by providing equipment and assistance. Cuba's students will visit ISU to learn from scientists and engineers who work with wind turbines, and college students will come to the Cuba school
and run through these different labs and activities and things with the students.
This is Jolene Willis. She is with the Illinois Institute for Rural Affairs at Western Illinois University and is married to Cuba principal Chad Willis.
The students then are also aware of the different higher and ed and also vocational opportunities out there, either in wind energy and energy in general, so that they can really get a comprehensive view from just the academic part, but also into the career exploration.
The future of Illinois energy is still unclear, but a change to alternatives might mean fewer cooling towers across the state and more turbines. The Illinois Wind Energy Program ends at Cuba Middle and Senior High in spring of next year, but that might not be the end of the school's involvement with wind energy. Principal Chad Willis says they're studying whether to install a full-size turbine. I'm Kelsey Wolf.